The features of Parshas told us, which I think is under-evaluated, it somehow got lost in the shuffle, is the Shavua that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises to be Mekayim, and it's specifically addressed to Yitzchak. And we want to see the role here of Yitzchak and the framework, the context in which this Shavua is taken. You recall that there's a Ra'av of Ba'aretz, and this is in Perek Chavav of Sefer Breishis, and Yitzchak thinks that he would go down to Mitzrayim. He wouldn't be the first to do so. His father had done so earlier. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to him and he tells him, Gur Ba'aretz Hazos, I want you to stay within the land. V'eya Imcha V'Avarcheka, Ki L'cha L'Zaracha Atenes Kol Ha'artzos Ha'el, V'akimosi Es Hashvua Shenishbati L'Avram Avicha. So God promises to fulfill his oath as he had taken with Avram Avicha. And if I would stop here and ask you the following question, who deserves the Kiyum HaShvua? Is it for the sake of Yitzchak or for Avram? And clearly your answer would be the latter, V'ikosi HaShvua Shanishbati LaAvram Avinu. The emphasis is on Avram Avinu. But then we read the next pasuk and we get the opposite impression. V'irbesi HaZaracha K'chokvei HaShamayim V'nasati LaZaracha Es Kol Artzos HaKel Ho'el V'zbarachu B'Zaracha Kol Goya Aretz. Everything here is addressed to Yitzhak himself. It's Zaracha, Zaracha, Zaracha three times over. And you get the impression that the Kiyum HaShvua is in the merit of Yitzchak himself. And then you read the next pasuk and you get more confused. Ekev Asher Shama Avram Bekoli. Ekev seems to say, why is this so? Why you deserve it of this Shvua and the Kiyum HaShvua? It's because your father Avram was observant, he was dedicated, Shama Mishmarati, Misposech, Okoku Torosai, because of Avram. So whose chus is it all about? God is telling Yitzhak not to go down to Mitzrayim because the land of Eretz Yisrael will be given to him and to his offspring, his descendants. The Ramban, here in his commentary on these psukim, V'akimosi es hashvua shenishbati l'Avram avicha, offers two different approaches. In his first approach, he writes, V'nire, it seems to me, shezeh ha-maimer, this statement, V'akimosi es brisi, yechoshev shvua, is an oath. In which case, this oath is being given to Yitzchak himself. It's a brand new shvua. It's not the shvua that Avram received earlier in the Torah. V'lachein, says the Ramban, tamid yeomer b'Torah, Ha'aretz asher nishbati l'Avraham liYitzchak uYaakov. If you fast forward to Shmos Perek Lamed Gimel and Parshas Ki Tisa, you will see that God describes the land as the land that I have promised to give to Avram, to Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and it's almost explicit, each one of the avos received that shvua. Asher nishbati lohem bach. And the Ramban says, if I look through the Torah and I try to find the Shvua that was given to Yitzchak, as indicated by the Pasuk in Shmos, all I find is this Pasuk here, this is a Shvua that's given to Yitzchak. And the Ramban embellishes this. He says, each one of the avos gets his own personal shvua that's addressed to him individually, independently. Lo dia, and this is meant to acknowledge or to clarify. Sheroi kol echad, each one of the avos individually is roi. It's suitable for him on his level. Lichros imo bris, that God should enter into a bris with him. So when we talk about Eretz Yisrael, why do we deserve Eretz Yisrael? Yitzchak alone would have been enough for us as his descendants to merit and inherit Eretz Yisrael. V'tiyaz chus kol echad omedes lefon of imzarav. In other words, each one of the avos individually has such a strong merit that their children, meaning the descendants of that particular av, any one of the three, take your choice, would be enough. The schus of each one of the avos individually would be enough to guarantee that the zera, that the lineage, the descendants would inherit the land, and there would be a Kiyum HaBris and Kiyum HaShuki. Afal Pisha Rishona Taspik. You might ask, but wait a minute. Says the Ramban, isn't it enough for the first Shvua to guarantee that the descendants, in this case of Avraham Avinu, would be Zochet Eretz Yisrael? Nein. Says the Ramban, it's not so. Tosefes Zchus V'Kovet Hulahem. The Ramban has two dimensions here, notice. He speaks about Tosefes Zchus, and he speaks about Kovot. And what the Ramban is telling us is that we need every, as descendants of our forefathers, we need every single Zchus that we can accumulate. And the Zchus of one Av is not sufficient. We need another Tosefes Zchus. That's going to guarantee that even if we sin, nevertheless the promise will come true, because we have extra Zchus. Right, we always speak about the concept, and we learned in the Gemara Brachos on Daf Gimel Amud Beis, Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, of Shema Yigro Machet Yaakov Avinu. We saw it elsewhere. We saw it in David HaMelech. Shema Yigro Machet, that perhaps any promise that we have from the divine being is conditional, it's contingent, and if we mess up and if we sin and we don't deserve the Kiyum HaBris, then Shema Yigro Machet means that the Chet will undo and undermine whatever promises there were. So we need every Zchus that we can have. And not only that, Kovod Ulahem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying to each one of the Avos, you individually merit and deserve the Shvuah and the Bris. You are so great. You have reached this level. You deserve the Bris. And to support the Ramban in his first pshat, the Ramban invokes the Poskim Parshas B'chukosai. Lachain Omar, says the Rabban, Vesacharti is PC Yaakov, as PC Yitzchak, as PC Avram is covered, as Kar. Each one of the others is mentioned within the context of the Bris. He has his own Bris. Ki Kulam Bale Bris Lelokim. Each one of them has his own, as we said, individual, independent Bris from Hashem. But now the Rabban offers a second pshat. V'yitochin, but it's possible. Shahosif lo li Yitzchak b'shvu azos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu here is telling Yitzchak that the Shvua that I, meaning that God took to Avram Aviv, your father, that's the Shvua that will be Mekuyim. But Avram did not see the Kiyum HaShvua in his life. The Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is telling Yitzchak, he's notifying Yitzchak, that the Kiyum HaShvua to Avram will take place in Yitzchak's life. Sheyehu bracha bi'amim, he will be a blessing for the nations. Kasher omer li Avram aviv is Baruch Hu bizaracha kol goyei haaretz. Avram was promised that through his zera there will be a bracha for all the nations. And therefore, that bracha that Avraham Avinu says will come through your children will come to fulfillment and fruition in Yitzchak, through Yitzchak, in Yitzchak's time. That's what this pasuk is telling you. V'hi apirish hakosuv akimosi b'chos hashvua asher nishbati l'Avraham Avicha. I will fulfill in your lifetime and through you, Yitzchak, the shvua that I gave, the oath that I took to Avraham, your father, ki atah bracha b'yam, and you, Yitzchak, will become a bracha for the nations. But it's the old Shvuah that we're talking about, not a separate Shvuah that was given to Yitzchak in his own Zchus, but rather it's the Zchus of the Shvuah of Avraham, it's the Kiyum of the Shvuah that was given to Avraham Avinu. V'chein Omar Od B'Yaakov, it said, we'll see something very similar later on. In Parshas Vayishlach, it's going to say, V'nivrchu v'cha kol mishpachos ha'adama u'bezaracha. And what does it mean that this bracha and the shvuah that was given to Avram, that bezaracha through your zera there will be a bracha that was mekuyim through Yaakov as well, and both Yitzchak and Yaakov therefore received in their lifetime the fulfillment and experienced the bracha that was bestowed upon Avram Avinu? But it's not that each one of the others has its own individual merit, its own individual shvuah, its own individual bris. So let's go back to the first interpretation of the Ramban. God takes a Shvuah, a separate, unique Shvuah to Yitzchak, just as He gave a special, unique Shvuah to Avram. And every single Av of the three, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a Shvuah and a Bris, and the Zchus of each one of them, of each one of the others individually, independently, will be Lazaro. Lezaram Tavit. So when we come in front of the Ribbono Shalom, we come with the Zchus of Avram, we come with the Zchus of Yitzchak, we come with the Zchus of Yaakov, we have the combination of all three together. But according to the Ramban's second approach, when the Torah says, when Hashem says to Yitzchak, V'akimosi es ha-shvua, that's the kiyum of the shvua that was given to Avram Avinu. HaKadosh Baruch was nishvali Avram, and that was that he, meaning his children, would be a brachal amim. The kiyum of that shvua before all in actuality was given to Yitzchak. And therefore Hashem says to Yitzchak, Al terid Mitzrayimah, don't go to Mitzrayim, because through you there will be a kiyum of the shvua to Yitzchak. The shvua to Avram Avinu, and that shvua to Avram Avinu is haaretz, is in Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, you cannot leave Eretz Yisrael. So let's just make the following comment. According to the second pshat in the Ramban, Nicha, we can understand Vakimosi Yeshua Zos is the explanation for Altered Mitzrayim. So we read the pasuk that opens up with the words Gur Baretz Azos Veye Imcha Vavarechecha, and then and Yitzchak had been told not to go down to Mitzrayim. Then the Torah says, "Vekimosi es hashvua sheshbati Avram Avinu." That explains why it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yitzchak, "Gur ba'aretz hazos," and don't go down to Mitzrayim. Let's just emphasize that the pasuk that comes before Gur ba'aretz hazos is pasuk Gimel, is pasuk Beis, Vayomer al tered Mitzrayim. I just wanted to make sure Shchon ba'aretz hashomad. Yeah, that was emphasized here. So the reason for that is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Yitzchak that the shvua that I took to Avram, that I gave to Avram, is going to be fulfilled through you, and therefore that explains what I told you at the beginning in Pasuk Beis, in the previous Pasuk, Al Tered Mitzrayim Agur Baretz Hazos, stay in this land. Because now HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Yitzchak that in Yitzchak, In the life of Yitzchak, in the experience of Yitzchak, there will be a fulfillment of the bracha that was given to Avram Avinu, Baruch Hu Bezarecha Kol Goyi Aretz, and that bracha will be fulfilled only in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, you have to remain in Eretz Yisrael. Don't even dream of leaving Eretz Yisrael. But if we go back to the first pshat of the Ramban, that the intention of HaKadosh Baruch, the meaning here is Vakimosi es HaShvua, is that the Zera of Yitzchak will be Zoche to Eretz Yisrael, not only because of the Schus of Avram, but also because of the Schus of Yitzchak himself. So why does that serve as a justification or an explanation to Lo Yered Mitzrayma? L'chora, if the Kiyum of the shvua that's now being given to Yitzchak, independent of Avram, that the children of Yitzchak would be Zoche to Eretz Yisrael in the schus of Yitzchak, so that could happen even if Yitzchak goes to Mitzrayim at the time of the famine. There's no need, it's not obvious, at least to me, why the shvua becomes an explanation for what comes right before the shvua. Don't leave Eretz Yisrael. And if Yitzchak is forced, he's compelled to leave Eretz Yisrael, and he has to go to Mitzrayim because of the Rav, just as his father did. So what? Was is schlecht? Was is gefährlich? What's terrible about that? It doesn't in any way undermine the Shvua that Yitzchak is getting. And I quote the Shvua of Herbesi Azarecha V'nasati L'Zarecha Es Kol HaRatzos HaEl. So what? So Yitzchak went to Chutz La'aretz. But it doesn't matter. There's a promise that his lineage, his descendants, will inherit Eretz Yisrael. So in order to understand this, let's turn the clock back a little bit to the Ramban. Early in this perek, in Perek Chavav, which is the opening perek here in Parshas Toldos, although the end of Perek Chaf Hei opens Parshas Toldos, but the first parak in Parshas Toldos is Vayehi Rav Ba'aretz Perek Chaf Vav. And if you look there, the Ramban actually addresses the question as to why HaKadosh Baruch Hu prevented and objected to Yitzchak leaving Eretz Yisrael and going down to Mitzrayim. V'tam HaMeniyah, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu inhibit or prevent, pull back Yitzchak from going to Mitzrayim? Amar Rabbo Seinu, the Ramban quotes the Medrash Rabbah. Ata Ola Tmima, very famous Medrash. You have the status of an Ola Tmima, you're a carbon, you were brought on the Mizbeach. V'ein chutzlarts kedai lecha. We don't bring a carbon Ola or any kachim outside of the bounds of Eretz Yisrael. We're not allowed to do that. Says the Rambanu L'dayti, it would appear to me, Nichlal od be'inyon remiza be'asid. There's more to it than just that. It's not only that Yitzchak, as an Ola Tmima, is enjoined from leaving Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz, but more than that, there is a remez here, an allusion to the future of Klal Yisrael. And of course, we all know what principle Ramban is activating here, is employing here. Ki golus Avram el Mitzrayim mipnei ara'av remez yiglu banav sham. When Avram Avinu goes to Mitzrayim, that is an allusion to the fact that down in history, his descendants will go into Golus, the exile of Mitzrayim. Lech to Avimelech, lo haya Golus, ki shama yoshev birtzono. But don't get confused with the case, the episode in which Avram goes to Avimelech. That's not indicative of Golus, because shama yoshev birtzono. Okay, that's the Ramban's thesis. Aval Yerida Shel Yitzchak Sham, if Yitzchak were to go down to Mitzrayim Ne'erav, that would be a remez to Golus, because then it's Bal Karcho. It's not a decision that Yitzchak made on his own free will. He was compelled because of the famine to go down to Mitzrayim. Ki Golamim Kov Bal Karcho Bal Cheretz Acheres Hine Hoya Goluso. But rather, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would say the following, that if Yitzchak in the Ra'av situation is going into Golus, is a remez, that his children, his descendants would go into Golus, the Golus of Mitzrayim is totally inappropriate. We already went through the Golus of Mitzrayim, that we experienced through Avram going down to Mitzrayim. But rather, Yitzchak would go to Eretz Plishtim. Vihine Haya Galuso Mimkoma, when Yitzchak had to leave his place, he had to be uprooted, he had to uproot himself from his local, shall we call it, domicile or habitat, he would go to Eretz Plishtim. That's what we're going to see over here when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Gur Ba'aretz Hazos, Yitzchak is going to go to Gerar. Gerar is an Eretz Plishtim. And that's very significant. Says the Ramban, V'yirmos, because Eretz Plishtim is a remez, L'golus Bavel. So this is called Eretz Megure Aviv. We're going back to the forefathers. We're going back to Avram Avinu and his father, Terach, and Avram Avinu in his youth, before Lech Lecha. That's called Eretz Plishtim, and that's Eretz Megure Aviv, which is called in the Torah at the end of Parashas Noach, Ur Kasdin. Avram Avinu comes from Ur Kasdin. And ultimately, what kingship, what sovereignty, what sovereign nation would live in the land of Ur Kasdin? That's called Bavel. We have Golus Bavel, which culminates in the destruction of the Migdash. And Golus Bavel is located in Ur Kasdin. When Yitzchak, because of the Ra'av, goes to Eretz Plishtim, which is called Eretz Megure Aviv, he is going to Ur Kasdin, which is the place of Bavel, of Golus Bavel. And therefore, Maisa Avosinu Labonim, Yitzchak is going to be Gole to a place called Bavel. Now, obviously we have to ask the question about Chutz Laretz. So hold on to that question. V'da, ki agolas aniskar yirmos l'maisa Yitzchak asher lo lakocho ishto. V'lo ayelo sham rak agolas v'apachad u'mitchilo omar anogea b'ish hazeh. Ubiishto mos yumas, uliyomim chazar bov yomalo meamenu, viachrechen chazru elov bibris, vechen gols bovel, golusham mipnei zalfos rov, umiese yosim shamlo avdum, vlo no inuosam, avalhoyu, giduleem, visorim vimalchus, viachrechen omru mibochemikol amo, Yehei Elokav Imo Ve'yal, that's a Pesuk in Ezra. Evanor Vapochos V'achkav Bitlu Abinyan V'az Bitla Adzman V'idon Achen Chazru V'nosem Shus B'binyan V'ziru V'yomalon Yehom Akriven Nichonchen L'eil Shmaya Matzlin L'chai Malko Ubinoi. The Ramban has a long presentation in which he gives an overview of Golus Bavel step by step, and he shows that the episode of Yitzchak in all its minute details is a Ma'aseh Avinu Bonhoeffer, tells the step by step experience historically of Klal Yisrael in Bavel. But what's clear from the Ramban, without going into all the details of Golus Bavel, is that the reason why Yitzchak is not going down to Mitzrayim is because Ma'aseh Avinu Bonhoeffer, just like Avram went down to Mitzrayim and that was the siman for Golus Mitzrayim that would be for his children, so too Yiridus Yitzchak to another nation would be a remez on Golus. And which Golus is it a remez on? Ma'aseh Avinu Bonhoeffer, it's a siman for the Golus Bavel, and therefore he had to be Golel Eretz Megurei Aviv. That's a remez that to Yitzchak that his descendants would go into exile in Bavel, which is Mako Megurei Aviv. And it would seem that at this point in the Ramban's presentation, he is, parting ways and deviating from the presentation and the underlying premise of the Medrash Rabbah that he quotes here, that Yitzchak has the din of an Ola Tmima. It would sound like, at the face of it, and this we'll have to check out in the Mefarshim, that the Ramban now is deviating from that path, and he's insisting that Yitzchak go into Golus, but not Golus to Mitzrayim, but rather Golus to Ur Kasdan, which foretells the Golus of Bavel. Now, in the light of this Ramban, when we read the pasuk that we started with today, of Akimosi Es Hashvua, and according to the Ramban, in his first interpretation, there was a unique and separate shvua to Yitzchak, then the pasuk Vakimosi Es Hashvua is explaining why is it that every action of Yitzchak is a Maisa Ovesim Labanim, but within the framework, within the context of the principle of Maisa Ovesim Labanim, and Yitzchak now has a shvua, a special shvua, and the Bonav, the descendants of Yitzchak, will be Zocha, they'll merit inheriting Eretz Yisrael as a merit for Yitzchak. That establishes that all the actions of Yitzchak will impact for generations to come for his descendants, and they will inherit Eretz Yisrael because of his chus and mikocho. And this reminds me of the Ramban in his Hakdama to Sefer Shmos, where the Ramban says about Maisei Avosim Labanim, that Maisei Ha'avos Heinom Ke'en Yitzira Labanim, in other words, that there's like a Bracious, that's why Maisei Avosim Labanim is appropriate for Bracious, which is the book of creation. The Avos, in this case, are creating the history and the destiny of their children of Klal Yisrael, Shemach Masam, because as a result of the Avos, the children will receive Eretz Yisrael. They will be Zoche to see the fulfillment of all the brachos. So Yitzchak now is going to cause, through his actions, he's going to create a reality in which his descendants will receive Eretz Yisrael. And now Yitzchak has to maintain or implement his actions in a way that will create a reality for his children, for all generations. So the exact tzura, the exact way that he does it, in other words, where he goes into Golus and how he goes into Golus, with all its nitty-gritty details, all those minutiae, that will determine the future of Klal Yisrael. And now we understand, in the light of Akimosi Es Brisi, that you, Yitzchak, have your own zchus, and you are causing your descendants to receive Eretz Yisrael through this shvua, because this shvua is given to you in your merit, independent of Avram Avinu. Now you are creating the future of Klal Yisrael, is therefore don't go down to Mitzrayim. Because you have to go down there, it's Plishtim, and that's going to be a remez for Golus Bavel. All this is fine, except for the next pasuk, which we said takes us back to Avram Avinu. Ekev asher shama Avram bekoli vayishvar mishmarti mitzvosai chukosai visorosai. Obviously, HaKadosh Baruch is revealing that the kiyum abrisi, or the kiyum ashvuah, is in the merit of Avram Avinu, who listened, hearkened to my voice, and he observed all of my mitzvos, my chukim, my toros. And that's going to explain vakimosias brisi. Now, if you assume that vakimosias ashvuah is the shvuah that was taken to Avram Avinu, and it's only the schus of Avram, then the pasuk makes absolute sense. Ekev hashashama Avram bekoli means because of Avram Avinu, who listened and hearkened to the voice of Hashem, that's why the shvuah will be fulfilled. But according to the pirush of the Ramban, that Yitzchok was getting his own personal direct shvuah, vakimosias hashvuah means the shvuah hamiyuchedes liYitzchak. Why does the pasuk now say that the reason for the kiyum of this shvuah is because ekev hashashama Avram bekoli? Lechora, it has nothing to do with Avram Avinu. It's a shvuah miyuchedes liYitzchak, and it's the schus of Yitzchak that engenders the shvuah. And that's going to be the question that we have. So let's just review the question, because this is the, shall I say, the kishkes, the main point of our discussion today. We want to understand Pasuk Hey, which seems to be the culmination and the explanation of everything that came before it, namely the Shvuah, is going to be fulfilled. And the Zerah of Yitzchak will inherit the land. And why? Because Avram hearkened to my voice. That does not seem to sit very well or reflect very well on the Ramban's interpretation, his first approach, that Yitzchak was getting his own personal shvuah, in his own schus, his own merit, his own tzidkus. Here it seems to be explicit that it's the schus of Avram, Sheshama Bekoli, that is the reason for the kiyum hashvuah. So how do we reconcile the pasuk, in this case pasuk hey, with the thesis of the Ramban, the first thesis and approach of the Ramban? In order to perhaps get a handle on this, maybe we can take this pasuk of ekev asher shama Avram bekoli and put it in an entirely different context. You know, to shed a new light on this pasuk and the intention, the message that this pasuk is conveying. We have a bris, according to Ramban's first approach, a bris miyuchedes liYitzchak levado, it belongs to Yitzchak himself. And the reason for the kiyum bris to Yitzchak himself is inherent in this pasuk, ekev asher shama Avram bekoli. And how is that so? Now, the Ramban, as we saw in his first approach, that each Av in his own personal schus would merit the bris and the shvuah, the Ramban proves it, he demonstrates it from the pasuk in Bechukosa, if you recall, in Vayikra Chav Zayin V'Zachati Esbrisi Yaakov Af Esbrisi Yitzchak V'Af Esbrisi Avram. And that indicates that there was a special bris with each one of the others, in and of himself. However, let's look at that parsha in Bechukosai for 1 minute. And we'll see that there may be a hidden meaning here in this V'zacharti es b'si Yaakov, V'af es b'si Yitzchak, V'af es b'si Avram Ezkar. That pasuk in Perek Vav of Sefer Vayikra is pasuk mem beis. However, if we look at the overall context, we'll see other psukim there. Visvadu es avonam vesavona vosam. The pasuk speaks about the tshuva process of Klal Yisrael as a result of the klolos of Parshas Bechukosai, the suffering and the exile of the Jewish people. The Torah tells us that what brings the people of Israel to do tshuva, what necessitates tshuva, It's Avonam Vesavona Vosam. And the pasuk goes on to speak about Me'ila Shermalubi Holchim Bikeri. And therefore, Afani Elechimon Bikeri. So as a result of this entire process, this step by step, that first Avonam, the Me'ila, they went carry. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds, Mi the Keneged Mibo carry, and he sends them into Golos, Eretz Oyveim. Now we get to stage 3, Oz Yikona Levavam Ha'orel, the Oz Yirtzu Es Avonam, and they will do tshuva. Vidui, Charata, Nechama, Kabbalah, the whole 9 yards. And then it says, V'zacharti Es Brisi Yaakov, V'af Es Brisi Yitzchok, V'af Es Brisi Avram Ezkar. And here, the psukim go on and tell us that the Afgam Zos Biyosam Biyertzoy Veyem, the pasuk seems to indicate that Hashem will remember the people, will remember Israel even when they are in Golus, they're in the lands of their enemies. Lo ma'astim lo ga'altim l'chalosam lo'afir itam brisi itam ki ani Hashem alokeichem. And then again, v'zachati lehem bris rishonim asher otzeisi osam b'eretz Mitzrayim li'eni agoyim li'os lehem le'elokim ani Hashem. So let's ask a few questions here on the Seder HaPsukim. If we medayek here, we see a certain repetition in the pasuk. V'zachati es brisi Yaakov es brisi Yitzchok v'af es brisi Avram. And then it says, v'zachati lehem bris rishonim. Rishonim refers to Avram, Yitzchok, and Yaakov clearly. So why did the Torah feel compelled to repeat itself? Secondly, what goes on in between the first v'zacharti and the second v'zacharti? We have a process of tshuva. And then my next question is, what does it mean v'zacharti lehem bris rishonim li'enei agoyim? What's the Torah emphasizing here? Li'enei agoyim. And in general, as a general question, why does the Torah emphasize that even when Klal Yisrael are in Golus in the Eretz Oyveim, nevertheless Hashem has not rejected them, lo mastiv, lo galtim, I will not violate my bris, v'zachati lehem bris rishon. So to shed some light on the sequence of the psukim and the kavanas advarim within the parsha here of Tochacha in Parshas Bechukosai, and the difference between the bris avos in the first pasuk, which says Yaakov, Yitzchak, and Avram, and the second one, which says Bris Rishonim, we're going to see that Bris Avos and Bris Rishonim are two different concepts. And they require two different schiros, or shall we say there are two different schiros that are appropriate relative to both Bris Avos and Bris Rishonim. And the one who notices this is the Ramban. The Ramban, in his commentary on these psukim and parshas b'chukosai, and it begins with the words v'afgam zos b'yosam b'eretz oyveim v'zachati lehem bris rishonim. Zokt Ramban v'tam v'zachati lehem bris rishonim she'ezkar lehem kein bein b'aretz bein b'chutz l'aretz b'golos ha'nirmezes kan v'chein b'chol adoros v'zeh tam li'enei agoyim ki yase bohem. So if you read the Ramban carefully, the Ramban is saying that there is a promise here, a divine promise of a Zachati Lehem Bris Rishonim in these psukim that goes as far as even without the tshuva of Klal Yisrael. When the Torah says, Afgam Zos Biyosam Bi'eretz Oyveim, we're talking about periods of time in which the Jewish people did not do tshuva. And nevertheless, v'zacharti lehem bris rishonim. There's a concept called bris rishonim. This bris rishonim is li'enei ha'amim, says the Rambam. What does it mean, li'enei ha'amim? And I have no doubt that he's referring to the parasha in Yechezkel Amin Gimel. Ba'avur shel yischalel shmo b'gabene goyim. God is going to take us out of exile, because otherwise it's a terrible chil Hashem when the nations of the world claim and blaspheme and say that God has forsaken the people. He no longer has a relationship to the Jewish people. The covenant has been for endlessly and permanently revoked and rescinded. That's the tremendous chil Hashem. Hashem will take us out of the Golus. He has to take us out of the Golus because of this Chil Hashem, to avoid the Chil Hashem. That's Hashem remembering the Bris Rishonim. That's the Schira of the Bris Rishonim. And has nothing to do, it's not contingent on Klal Yisrael doing tshuva, it's simply motivated Shal Yischalel Shmo Bagoyim, as it says, Liene Hagoyim. However, at the beginning of the parasha, when the Torah says, V'zachati es brisi Yaakov, V'yach es brisi Yitzchak, we're talking about a shvua to each one of the avos. And keep in mind that this is the pasuk that the Ramban invokes at the beginning of Parshas Toldos as a proof to his pshat that the Vakimosias Ashvua, this is his first pshat, is a shvua to each one of the avos individually. That zechira is contingent upon tshuva. And that's why if you read the psukim, the first section, which culminates, we'll call it the Reisha, which culminates with Vizachati as Brisi Yaakov, I'm in Parshas Bechukosai, is introduced with Vizvadu as Avonam, Vioz Yirtu as Avonam. It means that I will remember Avram, I will remember Yitzchak, I remember Yaakov, each one individually, and the Bris and the Shvu that I gave to each one individual, but only, and this is the contingency, if Bnei Yisrael does Tshuva. If Bnei Yisrael does Tshuva, then they can link up with the zchus of each one of the avos, respectively. So it means that the fulfillment of the bris to the avos at this point is dependent upon tshuva. And before Klal Yisrael do tshuva, all they can hope for and all they can rely on is the bris rishonim. And that's a general bris with the avos that is not specific or individual to each one of the avos. But the schus of the individual bris with each one of the avos, that's contingent upon tshuva. So let's talk about the klolius, the general bris that was made with the avos, that refers to all the avos as one entity. There is lo mastim v'lo galtim l'chalosom lafim brisi itam. The introduction to the pasuk v'zacharti lahem bris rishonim, which is the bris klolius, is that no matter how far they've gone, lo mastim, I do not reject them. I do not find them repulsive or chashom or despicable. And I will not violate my bris l'chalosim l'hafer brisi itam. And therefore, even before they do tshuva, the zchiras bris rishonim is powerful. And it links up with l'yene agoyim, in other words, that there shouldn't be chil Hashem. But there was a special avtacha to each one of the avos that would be fulfilled only at a time when Klal Yisrael bechoz b'tshuva v'svadu es avonam asher malu bi and oz yirtu es avonam, and then it says v'zachati es brisi Yaakov v'af es brisi Yitzchak, and this is something which you'll see in the name of the Marsham in Masechet Shabbos, quoted by the Shalmei Nachum. This is in Masechet Shabbos Nun Hei Amid Beis, where the Gemara says Tomas Chus Avos, that we no longer have the Chus Avos, and the Marsham says, based on the Zohar, that it means that Klal Yisrael did not do tshuva. And therefore, Tomas Chus Avos, we no longer can stand on the merit of our forefathers because we have not done tshuva. Says the Marsham, Avolich Sheyachzeru B'tshuva, Shuv Tochel Aleim Chus Avos. When we say Tomas Chus Avos, that's not irreversible, that's not eternal, that's only temporary. But there will be a Chus Avos that will be reactivated. The Schus Avos is not dead and canceled, null and void forever and ever. It's only in temporary suspension because we haven't done tshuva. But when we'll do tshuva, then there'll be a chaloshem schus avos that'll come back and it'll be reinstated as it was originally. So that when we talk about the bris avos, and you want to know whether it's bein asu tshuva, bein shalo asu tshuva, it depends. If you're talking about the bris avos, the bris rishonim, as the Torah calls it, as a general bris with all the avos, the combination of all the avos together, that means Klal Yisrael as an entity, as a lineage. This is what we call the Shem Yisrael. Then it's bein asu tshuva, bein lo asu tshuva. It's not contingent upon tshuva. So there will be an end, the termination of the Golus, and that's part of the divine promise that inheres in the Bris Rishonim as a Bris in general to all the Avos. But if you talk about the Bris with each one of the Avos individually, that Bris is contingent on Asu Tshuva. Only when Yisrael does Tshuva, then there will be a Chalos Bris Avos in the sense of Bris with each one of the Avos, with Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. There will not be any fulfillment of that bris with each one of the avos without tshuva, before tshuva. And therefore, if we come back to our parasha here and told us, Vakimosi Hashvua, the Torah adds, Ekev Hashashama Avram Bekoli, to reveal to us the roots of Klal Yisrael. What brings Klal Yisrael to do tshuva? Meaning, I'm giving you, Yitzchak, an individual, personal commitment, so to speak, a bris, a shvuah, an oath, that in your zchus, Klal Yisrael will be zochet Eretz Yisrael. But that, we've already seen from Parshas Bukhukosai, that that's a contingent promise, and it depends if Klal Yisrael does tshuva. So the Torah now gives and reveals to Yitzchak exactly why Yitzchak has, shall I say, can be comfortable and reliant on the fact that this bris and this shvur that's being given to him personally will be fulfilled, meaning that his children will do tshuva at the end of the Golus. And the answer to that is, Ekev Asher Shama Avram Bekoli. And that's what we have to understand now. We have to understand that how the Ekev Asher Shama Bekoli establishes a promise or almost a guarantee that Klal Yisrael will do tshuva, and the bris that's established with each one of the avos in this particular context and told us with Yitzchak per se will be fulfilled because his children, his descendants will do tshuva, and all that lick that all inheres in Ekev Asher Shama Avram Bekoli. And here, of course, we're going to refer to the Rabban in Parshas Hazinu. We've mentioned this Rabban over and over again, that Bnei Yisrael will be chozer b'tshuva because of Avram. And the Ramban writes, Kimi Geffen stodem gaftem yomer ki hovdei glilim. The Ramban portrays in front of us a very sharp contrast between the idol worshippers who are ovdei etzos. They have no etzah, they have no way of getting out of tragedy if evil befalls them. They don't know how to do tshuva. Their shoresh, their roots are evil. They have no clue how to respond to adversity because it's a pre. They represent the fruit of a tree. The roots of the tree are bitter and evil. But Klal Yisrael has a different response to adversity. Modim u'misvadim v'yosim tshuva v'yisarosam. Why is it that Klal Yisrael is so different? What gives them the ability to respond in the proper way, in contrast to that of the idol worshippers, by doing tshuva? So Ramban says that Klal Yisrael's response to these tragedies, to these sorrows, is to ask the question, Lama mitzasanu kol zos? He's paraphrasing a pasuk in Tanakh in Shoftim. And our response, our answer is, because of our sins. And therefore we have to do tshuva-based tzara, special mitzvah of tshuva-based tzara, which we've spoken about in the past. Look at his roots. His roots are bitter, they're evil, they're avodizoradik, and they look towards their idol. So they face tragedy and they pray to their idols. That's meaningless. It's a waste of time. In Kachas Al Yisrael Sheshor Shom Tov, those are the key two words. Look at the roots of Klal Yisrael. The Amos, the Mos, in Ikaris Od Yachlev Yasev Pritov. You cut off a branch, and you can graft it, and it'll again produce good fruit. It's healthy. Its roots are healthy. If you have healthy roots, if the foundation of the building is strong, the building will be strong. So the Ramban here in Parshas HaZinu is defining, then contrasting, the difference between Klal Yisrael and the other Umos. Yisrael have Shorshim Tov, and therefore when Tzaras befall them, Nebuch, they immediately respond by doing tshuva. In contrast, the other nations of the world, their roots are evil. And we once had a long discussion about this in the context of the Ramchal and his Derech Hashem about trees and roots. I think it was about a week ago for Parshas Lech Lecha, Parshas Vayera, excuse me. Take a look. Ukshtavon Aleim Tzaros, when Tzaros befall the nations of the world, they go to their Avodah Zarah and they continue to deny Hashem. The heresy and the idol worship continues. If this be the case, Ekev HaShashama Bekoli, what Avram does for Klal Yisrael by laying down the roots, and what Yitzchak is now being told as far as the future of Klal Yisrael to do tshuva, why will Klal Yisrael do tshuva when Tzaras will befall them? Why does Yitzchak have every reassurance that the shvua, the personal shvua that he's receiving, in and of himself, Bizchus Atzma, will be fulfilled, will come to fruition with his children, and that Tzaras and their ghosts will end, they will come to Eretz Yisrael? The reason is because their Shorish is Tov. They have a solid Shorish, they will do tshuva. That's how they're going to respond to the difficulties of Golos. We once mentioned the Chassam Sofer, it speaks about the Simcha, when we remind ourselves that despite all the Golos, we remained loyal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The very essence, the very quality or character of Klal Yisrael as a people who respond by doing tshuva begins with Avram. He's the beginning of the Shroshim. He's Kulo Tov. There's no admixture of evil. And therefore, as a result of the power of Avram in us, Yisrael, the descendants of Avram, as the peros that come from the trees, that come from the roots, the strong, healthy roots of Avram, they will do tshuva at the end. And then the bris that was established with each one of the avos individually will come to fruition. Ramban at the beginning of Nitzavim emphasizes that if the shoresh is completely good, then the peros will completely do. Nothing bad will come from a perfectly good root or source. And that's the Ramban in Parashas Nitzavim. And therefore we understand that the reason why Yitzchak Avinu is not allowed to go to Mitzrayim is because he's one of the avos. And as one of the avos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu enters into a bris and a shvur relationship with Yitzchak. Again, it's a unique individual bris shvur to Yitzchak. And as a result of that, Yitzchak, now playing the role as an avos, as one of the avos, enters into the framework of Ma'isav Asimil Abonim. He creates, as we saw the Ramban in his Akdama Tishmos, he creates the future, he shapes the future of Klal Yisrael for all generations, and the Golus at the time of Yitzchak would be the Golus of Bavel, would be Fotel Bavel, and therefore he has to go to Mako Meguriyav, which is Eretz Plishtim. He gets a unique and singular promise, a divine promise, Avtochem Yuchedes, that was given to each one of the others individually, that will be fulfilled, again, contingent upon Klal Yisrael doing tshuva at the end. Then the Golos will terminate, and they will come to Eretz Yisrael. And the power of tshuva of Eretz Yisrael, where is it in the DNA, the spiritual DNA, that inherent in the Jew is the desire and the response of tshuva, almost as a natural response? This emanates from Shoresh HaTov, from the good, solid roots that go back to their origin, to Avram Avinu. Therefore, Ekev Hashama Avram Bekoli. This is the Shoresh Tov, for Klal Yisrael to Dori Doros, and thus the promise given to Yitzchak, that his children will be Zocher, is a promise that Yitzchak can be comfortable about, can be reliant upon, that it will be fulfilled. Klal Yisrael, in the schus of the Shvua, will come back and do tshuva, and the Shvua, the oath, will be fulfilled. If you were to ask me which of the two Zechiros that we mentioned based on Bechukosai, which of the two Brisos in Bechukosai is more powerful and more profound and more far-reaching, is it the Bris Avos as Klolius, or the Bris of each one, which is called in the Torah's language the Bris Rishonim, or is it the individual Bris that's given Vezachati es Brisi Yaakov es Brisi Yitzchak? I would say the latter is more powerful, even though the latter is contingent and it requires tshuva, but it's more powerful because it's not just one Bris and one Shvua, it's three Brisos and three Shvuas. Whereas the Bris Kloli to the others in general is really just Lienei Hagoyim because of Chil Hashem, and who knows when that level of Chil Hashem will be reached, such that the Bris Rishonim will be remembered by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Golus will terminate. It may take so long until that Lienei Hagoyim, that Chil Shem Shemayim has reached such a powerful fruition that it will activate the Bris Rishonim. But in the case of the threefold Schuyos and the threefold Bris and the threefold Shvua to all the others individually, that's something entirely different. And we have a Havtocha, as the Gemara establishes at the end of the Sanhedrin, the Rambam Hilchos Tshuva, Sof Yisrael Lachzor B'Tshuva. We know that Klal Yisrael will do Tshuva. And if that process of Tshuva will come before the process of Lienei Hagoyim, then the Geula will take place earlier than Vizachati Lohem Bris Rishonim. We're not ready yet for the Chil Hashem to kick in, for the Lienei Hagoyim to kick in, but we already are Zocha to Geula through Tshuva, because that Tshuva links up with the power of not one Bris and not one Shvua, but three Brisos and three Shvuos, and that will be Mezaka us to the Geula Shlema with our tshuva, without having to rely on lo ma'astim v'lo ga'altim and v'zachati lehem bris rishonim and lieni agoyim. So in that sense, I think that the answer to your question is that v'zachati es brisi Yaakov es brisi Yitzchak es brisi Avraham es kar, that is even a more profound and powerful promise that will guarantee and bring the geula b'mheirav yomenu. Amen. The only question which you ask very well is, if, let's say, historically, it will happen with the time, the passage of time, that the Bris Rishonim will kick in, that Lieni Agoyim will mean it's such a terrible Chil Hashem, why do we need then the additional Bris Avos of Ezacharti, Esprisi Yaakov, etc., of each individual Bris? And I think it's a brilliant question, but I think the answer is that the kind of Geula that's a result of preventing Chil Hashem, of Lieni Agoyim, of Zecharti Lahem Bris Rishonim, could be a partial Geula, not necessarily a complete Geula. It could be part of a process, and in stage one, Hashem will bring us there to Israel, maybe establish the state, but that itself will not be the full Geula, may be enough to stave off the Lieni Agoyim, the Chil Hashem, but the full Geula will require tshuva, but will link up with the Schus and the Shvus to the Avos, those three Brisos, and that will bring about the full Geula in its perfect, complete fruition, immediately, speedily in our days. But we need to focus on doing tshuva, and that we should do without delay. And we should be zochet to the Geula Ken Yiratzon. Amen.